Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by just say your name and what show we're talking about.
Shelby Hofling, and we're talking about Squid Games The Challenge.
Yes, it's on Netflix now, and the finale airs tonight, December 6th, on Netflix. And I wanted to catch up with you because you were in the show, and a fellow Virginian is also competing in the show tonight as a finalist. So it'll be a great behind-the-scenes sort of look here. So thanks for doing this. I guess before we even get into any of that, tell me, were you familiar, like, did you watch the original scripted, you know, the fiction version of Squid Game that was such a phenomenon, I guess, a couple years ago? I guess early in the pandemic, all of us watched it, but were you a fan of that before you even tried out for this?
I watched it kind of just because, like, everyone was talking about it at the time. I wouldn't say that I was, like, a super fan of the show when it came out, but I thought it was a good show and I wanted to be able to talk to others about it. So when I heard about this reality show, then I rewatched it as well before I went on.
And if people don't remember, it's sort of like a bunch of people go to win a huge cash prize. But the games, you know, it seems like a Red Rover, Mother May I kind of games, red light, green light or whatever. But people actually die. There's a high body count in that game. So what was it like when you were like, oh, there's a real life Squid Game, the Challenge British reality competition? Like you had to check first that it wasn't actually deadly games, right?
Yes. Yes. Had to make sure. I mean, I knew, like, there's no way that they could get away with that, first of all. So I wasn't worried or anything, but it did make me think, okay, how are they going to make this show as scary or super similar to the original? So what are they going to do to make it feel like as intense? And what scenarios are they going to present for us where we are almost making decisions as if it is life and death? Do you know what I mean? So there was, like, that anticipation that was it created a lot of fear for sure.
And of course, I'm joking. I know they're not going to actually kill off real life people, but I thought, I mean, that has to be in your mind. Like, how are they going to do this? Because it's a different format, you know? All right. Well, then tell us the basic premise of Squid Game, the Challenge then. Like, if maybe our listeners aren't familiar with it, if they were reading sort of like the premise on IMDb or whatever, you know, how would you stage the general, you know, this many people compete for this prize, you know, whatever, however you want to tee it up.
Yep. So they had 456 people. They flew whoever they had to fly over to London. So that's where we did the filming, in London. So 456 people made it through to the show. I think there were thousands of applications. I almost want to say hundreds of thousands. There were a lot of people that were trying to get on. So to be of the 456, one of the contestants of the 456, that was really awesome to be chosen for that alone. So it was nice kind of when everybody showed up for that first day, you looked around and you were like, okay, we all made it this far and now we want to make it farther, but I at least was happy to make it that far.
Did you have to send in a videotape from, because you're from Virginia, right? Where in Virginia are you from?
Yes. So at the time I was living in Alexandria, Virginia.
Okay. And so do you send in an audition tape, or do you just fly out like American Idol and, you know, and perform in person?
No. So you send out an audition tape. That was the first step. Then you wait to see if you make it past that. And then I think there were about one or two phone calls after that of interviews. And then there was a phone call with a psychiatrist or psychologist. I'm not sure which. But that was, like, basically to make sure that we were aware of the situation that we were putting ourselves in, that, you know, you wouldn't have the ability to choose how much food you're eating, when you're eating. You're going to be sharing a room with up to 456 people. You're going to be kind of like isolated in this situation for what they told us was up to 4 weeks. I'm pretty sure that the entire filming was about 2 weeks, maybe like a little bit more than that, but I was in the game for a little over 1 week.
That's cool. That's awesome. So you take it down. So they do all these, you know, like you're saying, probably hundreds of thousands of applicants, and they whittle it down to, mm-hmm. you make the 456 that compete, and the prize was for how much?
Yes. So 456 players are competing to win $4.56 million.
That's crazy. And I think, at least according to what I'm reading online, it says it's the largest single cash prize in game show history. So that's a big deal.
Yes.
Okay, cool. So you said you made it. Let's go one at a time. I know you made it through three of the different games, and don't feel like you have to, you know, cram all three into one answer. Let's take them one at a time. So in your very first round, your very first game, what game did you play and how did you survive it?
So Red Light, Green Light was the first game, which a lot of people were somewhat anticipating. That was the first game in the show. So we were somewhat prepared for that. And I had been preparing at home, like kind of running through the living room and having people shout out when to stop and things like that. So I had been preparing as much as I could, but you know, how much can you really prepare? Well, once we got there, we were brought into the room, we were told the rules, and we were told that you would have to hold a position on red light when the girl, the doll at the front, she turns her head. And so that means, or she turns her head to look at you. And that means that you have to stop running.
So they had the same tall, the little creepy little girl, big giant doll that, yeah, that from the scripted show that was in this as well.
Yes, they did a really good job with that game and with really everything as far as the bunks where we slept. And then all of the games that they did replicate, they did a really good job to make it look like you were right there on the show.
Wow. So what was your strategy? Like, how to describe winning that game and getting across the finish line? How did you go about doing it?
Yep. So they had told us we would be holding for a certain amount of time. They said they got, like, I swear that I remember them saying it might be about 10 minutes or so, or maybe that's what we all just kind of assumed. Well, once we got into the game and we got going, you soon found out just after the first round, the second round, and then the third round, noticing this as a pattern, we were holding those positions for about 40 minutes at each time. The room was also about 20 degrees. So it was absolutely freezing. The game itself, what you see on the TV, it shows the game to be 5 minutes and you see people holding positions. And there's one scene where this girl is in a squat and you think, and she falls to the ground. She can't hold her squat anymore after about 30 seconds, maybe, you would assume. But she probably held that for at least 30 minutes. I mean, people were in it to win it. So whatever position you were in when you froze, you had to hold that for about 40 minutes, which is the most excruciating thing you can really go through. It was absolute torture, but torture that we all signed off on and we willingly did. But my strategy within that was, my legs can't hold me anymore. Not only is it so cold that I'm shaking, but we're doing this for such a long time that I just can't hold these poses. But also there's just so much fear and you want to make it so badly that you're shaking just out of nerves. They've got a drone going around to try and see if anyone's moving. They're constantly watching you to see if you move. And if you move, then you get out. And so basically the way you get out is your squid pack that we would all wear, it would explode as if you've been shot. And so my strategy was I fell to the ground, just kind of instinctually following a girl in front of me. She fell to the ground. And from there on out, I didn't trust my legs to be able to work for me after that. So I stayed on the ground the entire time. And each time that I was able to move, I kind of would just propel myself forward, almost like a gazelle or something, to try and get as much movement as I could and get as much length. And I would just kind of dive forward and then fall back into a position on my tummy with my head down. And luckily made it to the end. I truly did not think that I was going to. I was one of the last people to cross. So the last group that crossed. So from start to finish for our group, we finished and we had done the game for about 9 hours. We had been in that warehouse for about 12 hours.
Gosh.
And people were comparing it to, like, I think someone had trained for special ops and they had said that was harder. Some people had done marathons. They said it was harder. Some people compared it to having a child. They said it was harder. Like, it was absolute torture the entire time. And when you made it past, you were just so happy that it was done and that you made it. Wow. But ultimately you just didn't want to go home because you didn't want to have to get out on the first game.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Well, I'm glad you made it through. And that's so cool. They recreated it with the big giant girl statue. That was so creepy in the show. That's crazy how they can redo it. And you pretending like you're dying, like you're saying, that's crazy. Yeah. All right. So that you survived the first one. And then what was the second game that you endured, and how did you survive it?
Yeah. So the second game was the cookie game, which is in the game as well, which the real show. And so we all got our shapes. There was a lot of drama leading up to that. For anyone that watches the show, they'll see the drama of how the shapes were chosen. It was a matter of like, who's willing to fold to take umbrella and then pass that to take star, triangle, circle. So luckily the line that I was in, we eventually got circle after, like I said, a lot of drama and people freaking out and some people having to die in order for the rest of the line to get circle. So we got circle. And then my strategy there was just to be as calm as possible. Because you're trying to get that shape out with your hand and a needle. And so the more that you're shaking, you know, that's not good. So just try to be as calm as possible. And, I think my strategy kind of the entire time was in order to stay calm, just to kind of constantly remind myself, like, what's meant to be will be, do your best. And so I just trusted that, like, okay, if I'm meant to make it through this cookie challenge, then I will. And so that's what got me through, just slow and steady. A lot of licking of the cookie and quick, small movements with the needle, and then made it through and got to eat the cookie, and it was delicious.
Wow. And what's that called again? Dalgona? How do you say it?
Yes. I think it's Dalgona.
Dalgona. The Dalgona cookie game, if people remember, with the different cookie stencil stuff. All right. So you made it through the first two, and then finally you came up against a challenge that finally knocked you out of this game. The third one, tell us what round three was. Why was it so hard? Did you almost make it through? Why do you think you ultimately got knocked out on that one?
Yeah. So that one was an interesting one because in the bunks where everyone had been sleeping, we all had been thinking this third game is going to be tug of war. Like 100% it's going to be tug of war. Everyone was convinced. So everyone gets into this room. We all line up and kind of choose separate teams, assuming that you're going to then be put up against another team. So everyone's trying to get on the strongest team. I didn't really have this idea of I want to make an alliance. I really just made friends with people I trusted. So you saw a lot of teams where there was like these kind of big bulky men assuming that they're going to go into the game and dominate. And we were all thrown with a surprise that it ended up being a game of battleship. So life-size battleship, each person was in a ship on like the board. And then we had our captains that chose how they want to send the missile to the other side.
It's like the board game Battleship. Like there's the grid and they call it warships, mm-hmm. but yeah, it's like you're on the grid and you have to do like, you know, carrier hit, you sunk my battleship, that kind of thing.
Yes. Yes. And I've played that a few times, probably when I was a kid in extended day. and so I didn't nominate myself to be the captain. I didn't think like, oh, I know this game, you know? And I some think that game is really just luck. There's a little bit of strategy to it, but I would choose to think that it's a lot about luck. And so I just was unlucky as far as the ship that I chose to be in and where I stood. And so I was the first person that was hit from the other side.
Ah, man. Oh, well, you know what? It must have been still a really fun time, no matter, even if you got knocked out and after in the third one. That's still fun. And I believe all those episodes you mentioned, I think all aired on November 22nd. And then they started roll because I think they aired like four or five of them all at once. They dropped it on Netflix. So you got some good FaceTime on a couple episodes there. That's cool. Yeah. So yeah,
I did.
Talk about it in that light of, you know, even though you got knocked out, how it was still a fun experience.
Yeah, even though I got knocked out, it was definitely still an amazing experience, a once in a lifetime experience. Not only did I meet some really great people and get to experience something that I never would have in a million years, but it really did kind of put a lot of things into perspective. It made me think about how wonderful grateful. Like in some way, it made me almost more grateful for my life and that I don't need all of that money to be happy. I don't know that that was the common thought of a lot of people that were in the game, but that was something that I was thinking. I was thinking like, look, if I get out, it's okay because I really miss my family and my friends. I really am happy with the job that I have. I'm happy with my money. And ultimately, money is not everything. So once you're kind of stripped of everything and you're competing for all of this money, it really did make me take a step back and think, how much do I want this money? And I wanted it and I would have loved to have won it, but it was an eye-opening experience that there are a lot of things in life that I'm grateful for that have nothing to do with money, and they're that are in my life and I miss my life. I want to go back to it. So it was really special in that way.
Oh, that's really good perspective to come out of it with. All right, cool. Well, we should say there is a fellow Virginian that is still in the game, that's still going to be competing tonight in the finale that airs or streaming airing on December 6th on Netflix.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. Tell me what is this contestant's name, and you know, did you all get to know each other or bond at all, as you know, from being from the same state?
Yeah. So her name is Mai. I actually haven't spoken to her since the game, but I do remember her. I remember meeting her in, ironically, Red Light, Green Light. So before everything started, I met her and I remember being excited to learn that she was from Northern Virginia. And so that was really special. And then once I saw her in the game, that she made it past Red Light, Green Light, I was excited. She's a really sweet woman. You'll see in the game, she's really focused on winning, and sometimes she does what she needs to do to win. I personally really support her decisions. I think at one time she kind of stood up for what she thought was right, which people will have seen in that last episode that was released. And I support her on that. So I hope that she wins. And I've actually had like a feeling since I left the game, people have said, do you know who wins? And I've always said, no, I don't know who wins, but I think I know who it is. And I hope it ends up being who I think it is. And that is my, and whether that's because she's from Virginia or she really did rub me the right way in the game. She seems like a genuine person. I bet you she got a little bit kind of strategic towards the end, but when I was there, she seemed very genuine. And so, yeah, I hope that she wins. It'd be fun for us in Virginia to root for her for sure.
So you're rooting for Mai, and it's spelled Mai. Do you know her last name and where in Virginia she's? Well, I know she was born in Vietnam, but do you know where in Virginia that you know is her hometown now?
Gosh, I almost want to say like McLean.
I might be able
Fairfax.
To. Fairfax.
Yeah, she lived in Fairfax County, Virginia, and she's an immigration adjudicator who reviews international students' F1 visa applications.
Well, even better. Oh, it's Mai Whelan. Maiwhelan, an immigration adjudicator from Fairfax, Virginia. There you go.
Yeah. Yep. She said, I think I read somewhere that if she wins, she wants to buy a house for her retirement. So she'll be able to buy a nice house with that money somewhere in Fairfax.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, yeah, I guess we should give us a little idea of sort of where will you be watching, rooting on Mai tonight? And I guess I should say, actually, let me back up a second. Even before that, like, How did you experience watching the show? Like, because obviously you went over and filmed it all overseas, but then you came back home. Did you like mm-hmm. gather family and friends around to watch your three, you know, episodes, or how did that work?
Well, it came out just a few days before Thanksgiving. So my family was all together. And so we were excited to be able to watch it together. We put it on, and I never had any speaking roles with like in an interview or I was part of a little bit of drama, but they didn't show it on the show. So I'm actually happy about that. I'm happy that I had a very kind of backstage experience of it that you see on TV. But as far as my experience, it was very full stage. I experienced a lot of it. But so we would watch and pause it and see my face and things like that. So it was fun to be able to watch it with my family.
And is this in where'd you say? Alexandria?
We were all together in Pennsylvania at the time for Thanksgiving that we watched it. And then when it comes out, I'll probably honestly just watch it with my husband and root on my, but I'll be happy for whoever wins.
That's so cool. And did you, just one more question about when you were watching it with your family in Pennsylvania for Thanksgiving, did you already tell them that you were eliminated, or did you leave it like a surprise and then they were shocked when you got eliminated?
No, I told them. I'm not too good at secret keeping. And also, like, I don't know, that I think they would want to know, like, did we get the money or did we not? So I told them. But I think that, so it's kind of a funny big circle situation, but I'm pretty sure that I found out about the show to apply because a video of mine had gone viral online, and it was a video of me and my grandma. So I have a few videos that have gone viral online of me and my grandma. And so I think that's one of the casting agents had seen that online, and maybe they just thought, oh, she seems like maybe she'd be a contestant on the show. So they direct messaged me and told me about applying for the show. Had that not happened, I would have never heard about this. I don't really research online reality shows to apply to.
Right.
So I had heard about it that way.
Gotcha.
Yeah, they reached out to me. Past that first reach out, though, nothing else happened as far as them getting involved with my interview process. Like, once I applied, I think I was just in the running with everyone else.
Gotcha.
So full circle. So then I got out, and of course I told my grandma, because she was my best friend, and I wanted her to know. When I had gotten out, I was really sad, but I was also relieved, because then I could go make sure that, you know, she was okay. 'Cause she was 97 at the time. So fast forward, she turned 98, but she actually recently passed away, thank you. It was very peaceful, and she was ready to go. And we've had a lot of wonderful experience together. But ironically, her funeral was on the day of when Squid Games was releasing. But in some way, it was kind of like a beautiful way that the timing happened, because again, it was another reminder to me that TV and like reality TV and money and fame, those things don't matter. Like, your life and the people you're surrounded with and the people that you love, those things matter. So those two things to happen on the same day was interesting. But I definitely told her right when I got out. And so today I will release a video that I had recorded of me calling my grandma and telling her all about the show once I had gotten out, and said, like, I'm safe, I'm alive, I didn't win. And so it's a sweet video. So I'll share that as well on my page.
Oh my gosh. So she never got to actually see it.
No, she never got to actually see it. And she would have been excited, but we've been lucky. Some of our videos have made it on, we've gotten shout outs on like the Today Show and Good Morning America. So she's already seen her face and my face on TV and has been excited for that stuff. So nice. She knew that I made it through the show and I was alive, and she knows my experience on it. And so that's all that matters to me.
And what was grandmother's name? 98.
So I called her Nanny. Her name was Pat Hofling.
Pat Hofling. Okay. And so Patricia, the two of you, Hofling. Where can we find your, before we leave? Yeah. Remind our listeners where we can find your videos, like plug your social media handles or whatever.
Thank you. So people can find me on Instagram and TikTok. My name, Shelby Hofling. You can just remember Ho, H-O-E, and then Fling, F-L-I-N-G. So just all one word, Shelby Hofling. And we've got some sweet videos on there. She's given me a lot of, we've got some funny ones when she had a little bit more energy to move and maybe we danced. And then towards kind of the last few years, I went and visited her on my wedding day, and I shared with her the gender of my baby that I'm having. So a lot of kind of heartwarming videos, and she shares some wisdom and inspiration for life. So it's a good pick me up place to go.
Wow. So a lot of our listeners may have already seen you and your grandma on social media before they even watched Squid Game, the challenge. They might already be familiar. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And then maybe they'll put two and two together. They'll say, oh, that's the girl I saw licking the cookie.
Right. Oh, wow. Well, thanks for sharing the sweet story of your grandmother, and rest in peace. And it sounds like such a great bond you all had. That's great. And 98, that is a life right there. That's awesome. Yes. Well, hopefully,
so much to be grateful for.
Yeah, sorry for your loss, but that's just a sweet story. That's awesome. There's no way we can top that. I guess that's the perfect place to leave it. But I guess in the final seconds though, we should address the finale tonight then, you know, pretend I'm not even here and speak directly to the listeners, you know, say, you know, Hey, what is her name? Mai. Yeah. It'd be like, hey, Mai, we're rooting for you, you know, bring it home for Virginia, something like that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So tonight we'll all be watching the finale. Everyone in Virginia, we're rooting for you, Mai. We want you to take it home and do us proud. But either way, as far as you've made it, we're all so excited. And it's going to be a lot of fun to root on our fellow Virginian.
Awesome. Hey, thanks so much for doing this.
You're welcome. Thank you. It was a lot of fun. I appreciate it.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.